सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुचूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते. इन वर्स नंबर 61 वी सॉ यद भाषा भाष्यते अर्कादि that by the light of which the luminous orbs like the sun and the moon are illumined. Bhasyayat na bhasyate, but they cannot illumine. Because of that Brahman, sun and moon are shining, but sun and moon cannot illuminate a Brahman. Why? They are gross, Brahman is subtle, subtle can illumine gross, gross cannot illumine subtle. Yena sarvidam bhati, by which all these signs, whatever we are seeing, is because of the sign or the power of that Brahman. Tad Brahma iti avadharet, know that to be Brahman. Svayam antar bahir vyapya, and where is he? Antar bahi, everywhere is pervading. Bhasyan akhilam jagat, and is illuminating whole world. Akhilam, entire world. Brahma prakashati vanni prataptaya spindavat. Brahma prakashati, and the Brahman signs. How? Like a pind, iron ball, when put it in the fire and you take it out, then the dharma of fire is superimposed on the iron ball, and the dharma characteristic of the iron ball is superimposed on the fire. Same way, it is here also. Now, verse number 63.
Jagadvilakshanam Brahma.
Jagadvilakshanam Brahma.
Brahmanyonyanna kinchana.
ब्रह्मण्योऽन्यकिञ्चन
ब्रह्मान्यद्भाति चेन्मिथ्या
ब्रह्मान्यद्भाति
चेन्मिथ्या यथा मरुमरीचिका
यथा मरुमरीचिका
जगद्विलक्षणं ब्रह्म ब्रह्मणोऽन्यन्न किञ्चन ब्रह्मान्यद्भाति चेन्मिथ्या यथा मरुमरीचिका.
जगत् विलक्षणं ब्रह्म. जगत् विलक्षणं ब्रह्म. जगत् इज अदर देन ब्रह्मन्. विलक्षण, लक्षण मीन्स द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक, विलक्षण मीन्स डिफरेंट. द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड जगत आर ऑल टुगेदर डिफरेंट. What are the characteristics of Jagat and Brahman? Now you can all tell me. Brahman is Nitya, Jagat is? Brahman is Sukh Swarup, Jagat is? Dukkha Swarup. Brahman is one? Plurality. Then Brahman is infinite, Jagat is? Brahman is not born, Jagat is? Brahman is not subject to death, Jagat is? It's altogether different, opposite lakshan. In Tattva Bodh we have studied, nitya vastu ekam brahma, tad vyatiriktam sarvam anityam. So Nitya Vastu is only one. And Anitya Vastu, Anekam. Tad Vyatiriktam, other than Brahman, everything is changing and perishable, impermanent. Then second statement. So statement number one, Jagat is different from Brahman. Or Brahman is different from Jagat. Because they have got opposite characteristics. Now he says, Brahmana anyatana kinchana. Other than Brahman there is nothing. In the first statement, in first line he says, Jagat is different from Brahman. In the same slok, in the same line, in second pad, he is saying, other than Brahman is nothing. Is it not contradictory? Other than Brahman is nothing. There is nothing in this world. Path number three, Brahma anyat bhati chet mithya, chet if. Brahma anyat bhati, if you are seeing anything other than Brahman, then consider that as mithya, as false, as unreal. So three statements he has given. Number one, Jagat is different from Brahman, or Brahman is different from Jagat because they have got different opposite characteristics. In the same verse, Shankaracharya is saying, other than Brahman, nothing is there. Third statement, he is saying, if you are seeing something other than Brahman, then consider that to be mithya. How to understand this? We have got only one example, rope and snake. Snake is other than rope. Jagat vilachanam brahma. The characteristic of rope and the snake are altogether different. Number one. Number two, only rope is there, other than nothing is there. Really speaking, snake is not there. Statement number two. Other than rope, nothing is there. Other than Brahman, nothing is there. Statement number three, if you are seeing something other than Brahman, if you are seeing something other than the rope, then that is mithya, that is unreal. Is that not example fitting exactly in all the three statements? Perfect example. But Shankaracharya gives us another example. Yatha maru marichika. Yatha maru marichika. What is maru? Maru means the desert. Marichika, in the desert you find a mirage. From a distance you are seeing, because the sun is shining, and from a distance you are seeing that there is a water. You don't see here, but on Indian roads you will sign. When India you are traveling, and the road is all covered by that tar or pitch. From a distance, you know, it seems it is shining there. Maybe some water is there. So it is like this. So in Vedanta, what we do, we say Jagat is there. How is this Jagat? It is superimposed. If it is superimposed, there must be a substratum for that. Who is that substratum? Substratum is Brahman. Remove the Adhyastha. What remain? Adhisthan. Substratum remain. Adhyastha means superimposed. Adhisthan means substratum. So in Vedanta, all Upanishads will take this same way. Superimposition, negation. So Jagat is superimposed on that Brahman. Negate that superimposition. What will remain? Purnasya purna adaya. Purnasya, that means the Brahman and the superimposition Jagat together, they are purna. Purnasya purnam adaya. Adaya means take away. What? You take away the Jagat. Then what remains? Purna eva vasishyate. Only the substratum remains. Very good. So when you understand this, then you will be able to say, Purusave Vidagam Sarvam. Brahma eva idam sarvam. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Only Brahman is there. Only Purush is there. Only Brahman is there. Indeed, only Brahman alone is there. Nothing else is there. Really speaking, only rope is there. Is it not, sir? Only rope is there. So why are we not able to see that Brahman? Because we are not able to apprehend the reality. Therefore, misapprehension. Because we are not able to see the rope, therefore we misapprehend that it is snake. We are not able to see the Brahman, therefore we say this Naam Roop is a Jagat. Shankaracharya, in another place, he said, I can tell you the whole Vedanta in one line. Slok Ardhena. Slok Ardhena Prachyami Yad Uktam Granth Koti Bhi Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya Jeeva Brahmaiva Na Para. Shankaracharya says, Slok Ardhena. Slok means there are two lines in slok. And in one line, there are two pad. So Slok Ardhena, he says, I will tell you the whole Vedanta in one Ardhena, one line. What is that? What is said in Yad Ukta Granth Koti Bhi? What is said in the Koti Granth, crores of Granth, scriptures? Whatever is said in the crores of the scriptures, I am going to tell you in one line, Slok Ardhena. What is that? Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Brahma is Satya, is the absolute truth. Jagat is Mithya. It is not that type of reality. It is not absolute truth. Jeeva Brahmaiva Na Para. Jeeva and Brahma is one and same. Jeeva and Brahma are not different. It is one and same. Na Para. Okay. So in the Vedanta, we say, Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya, here it was said, Jagat Vilakshanam Brahma, same thing, same meaning is conveyed. Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya is being conveyed by Jagat Vilakshanam Brahma. Now suppose if you are able to see Brahman, what will happen? Then it will, Yatra Yatra Mano Yati Tatra Tatra Samadhaya. Wherever your mind goes, you will see that Brahman. Samadhi happens. You are seeing chair, Brahman. You are seeing table, Brahman. You are seeing light, Brahman. You are seeing building, Brahman. Tree, plant, everything, Brahman. So wherever you see, your mind absorbs in that. Samadhi happens. Achha, this doesn't mean, Mithya doesn't mean, you know, I think, Sat, Asat and Mithya, we have studied the definition in Tattva Bodh. Mithya doesn't mean the world does not exist. Actually, the type of reality is different. Brahman is absolute reality and it has got empirical reality. There is a vyavhar, we can transact with the world. But this world is not absolutely real. It will not stay in three period of time. It stays in one period of time. Therefore, we call it Mithya. What is Sat? Which stays in three period of time. What is Asat? Which is not there in three period of time. Example of Asat?
Horn of a rabbit.
So anything which is not Sat or Asat, Vedanta call it Mithya. Anything which is not Sat, which is staying in three period of time, is called Sat. Asat means which is not there in all three period of time, is Asat. What is Mithya? We stay in one period of time, limited in one time. It was not there earlier, it will not be after. My body was not there before the birth, after death, body will not be there. Therefore, this body is Mithya, because it is limited in a period of time. Therefore, Brahmano Anyat Na Kinchana. So this, there is nothing else than Brahman. Gurudev, right? This multiplicity being illusory does not defile Brahman. In the example of desert and the mirage, the desert alone exists. The ignorant sees the delusion water pools in the desert known as mirage. Once a deluded mind has seen a mirage, it can multiply its misapprehension and see the waters of the mirage having waves and even the sun reflecting on the water surface and so on. Misapprehensions. Once you see the mirage, then after that you see, oh, there are the waves in the mirage also. Or there is a ship also. There is a reflection of sun in that water also. The mirage is different from the desert. Yet without the desert, mirage cannot exist. Without desert, there cannot be any mirage. Substratum has to be there. And the mirage water can never wet even a grain of the desert sand. We are seeing the water on the sand bed, but that water can never wet that sand. We have seen many times. Anatma can never affect or defile Atma. Similarly, if one thinks that this world of plurality is real, he is mistaken, for it does not and cannot exist without Brahman. The whole world cannot stand on its leg. They all are taking support from Brahman. Only Brahman can give the existence. Nobody else has got that power. The existence of the world of plurality is like the mirage, which is unreal. It can never defile the infinite. When the illusion, which gives us the wrong notion that the name and forms are real, ends. When the illusion ends, the perception of the plurality and the agitation. Perception of the plurality, the snake, and the fear which had generated also ends. The ultimate reality, the Supreme Brahman, is different from the plurality, and from that point of view, it is other than the universe. The reality of the universe and the reality of the Brahman are two different types. One is the absolute reality, other is relative reality. So there is no comparison there. Yet from the highest standpoint, Brahman permeates the entire creation so thoroughly that there is nothing other than Brahman. How Brahman permeates everything? Principle of existence. Therefore, if we perceive anything different from the Brahman, it can only be an unreal appearance, just like the mirage seen in the desert. Okay, verse number 64.
Drishyate shruyate yadyat
Brahmanonyannatadbhavet
Tatvagyanachatadbrahma
Satchidanandamadvayam
Drishyate shruyate yadyat Brahmanonyannatadbhavet Tatvagyanachatadbrahma Satchidanandamadvayam.
So it is said, Drishyate shruyate yadyat Brahmo anyat natadbhavet. Drishyate, whatever is seen. Shruyate, whatever is heard. Yadyat brahmano anyat na tadbhavet. It is not different from the Brahman. Whatever we are seeing and hearing. So he has given only two words, drishyate and shruyate. We have got five organs of perception. So by they represent, seeing and hearing represent all five organs of perception. What are those five organs of perception? All in head office, in one place. So by Upalachana, we take all five GIs. So all five got this Gyanendriya, organs of perception, and how many sense objects are there? So all five Gyanendriya and five sense objects are soaked in the Brahman. Soaked in the Brahman means each one is existing because the existence is given by that Brahman. That isness in each sense object, or the isness, the sentiency in these five organs of perception is given by Brahman. Therefore, drishyate shruyate yajad brahmano anyat na tadbhave. There is nothing other than Brahman. So what will be the impact of this? Suppose if I start seeing only Brahman everywhere. How many Brahmans are there? Will there be any likes and dislikes, rag and dvish? Will there be any kaam and krodh? Kuch nahi hai. Dekho, gone. In a minute, everything is gone. It's only the vision which will change everything. When you get this vision, there only one Brahman is there, nothing else is there. Where is rag and dvish? Where is likes and dislikes? Other than Brahman, there is nothing. When we see the plurality, then we say, I want this rag. I don't want this dvish. Kaam. And when the obstruction is there in the kaam, the krodh will come. You see, Shastra is lifting our mind from Jagat to Brahman. Shastra is lifting our mind from Jagat to Brahman. So, realized master, what is the difference between Agyani and the realized master? Realized master sees that Brahman everywhere, and Agyani sees Jagat only, Namru. In Drigdrishya Vivek, we have seen in each and everything, there are five things. Huh. What are those five things? Asti, Bhati, Priya, Namru. Asti, Bhati, Priya represent Brahman, and Namrup, Jagat. So in this chair also there is Asti, Bhati, Priya and Namrup. Namrup is given for the transaction purpose. Asti, Bhati, Priya is also there. So a realized person will see Asti, Bhati, Priya. He will give first preference to Asti, Bhati, Priya and second preference to the Namrup. Agyani sees Namrup first. He gives preference to the Namrup. I want this chair. Don't like that chair. He gives preference to the Namrup. And second preference is Asti, Bhati and Priya. Therefore, Agyani has created friends and foes, divided the whole world into two. These people are my friend, these people are all my foes, enemies. Why? Because he is seeing plurality. In plurality, he is saying, I like this. I don't like this. So there are two groups. Once you have this vision of oneness, if you are able to see that one Brahman, there is no ragdvesh, there is no kaam. Only this knowledge will change your all perception. Then you will be saying, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahman. Then whole this thing is Brahman only. Vasudevam Sarvam Iti. That is the Vasudev. Whole world is Vasudev Kutumbukam. Whole world is the Kutumba, the family of Vasudev only. Isavasa Idam Sarvam. Isavasa, the whole world is covered by that Ishwar. So this vision you will, but such Mahatma, Durlabh. Very few people can see like that. How can we develop our this vision? How can we become Mahatma? The first it is says, start with seeing the good qualities in other person. Don't see the bad qualities. Each person has got some good qualities and bad qualities. If you see the bad qualities, you are polluting your mind. If I start seeing the good qualities in each and every person and appreciate that, that is the starting point. First point toward the Brahma Darshan. Second point, in each person, being and circumstances, be always positive. Each circumstances will give you something positive, and you try to find out that positive thing. Always be positive. Like in Ramayana, we get the example of Ahilya. She was cursed by Muni, her husband. But what he says, Muni saap jo deena ati bhal kina. He has done a good thing to me. If we are cursed, we will think, we will start crying. Mahatma has cursed me. But here Ahilya is saying, Muni saap jo deena ati bhal kina. He has done very good thing to me. Why? I will be able to see the darshan of Ram. I will be able to meet Ramji. One day Ramji will come. I will be able to see. Once the Swami Ram Tirji, he was going somewhere, thinking about the Lord, fell into a ditch. What happens when we fell into a ditch? We start seeing, kisi ne dekha to nahi mere ko, and the whole cloth is dirty. But his view was, oh, I never enjoyed this before, falling to the ditch. This is a good experience. Enjoy it. He was happy, not unhappy. Swami Akhandanandji Maharaj was once going into ambassador car. I'm talking about 50s. At that time in India, only ambassador cars and Fiat car, two cars were available. And at that time, air conditioning and all that thing was not there, that you have closed your windows and you are traveling. It was open. And you know how is the condition of the road in India, potholes. Now they have got good expressway also. So from the other side, a car came and fell into the ditch, and there was a dirty water came into the car of Maharaj. So not only a dirty Maharaj clothes, he also
tasted
some of that. Then he's telling his driver was very angry on the other person. How are you driving? You are not seeing the potholes. The Maharaj said, I today tasted charnamrit of car. You see, he enjoyed. We will be sorrowful, but he enjoyed that. Tukaramji wife was always fighting, you know. always fighting. Tukaramji said, it is good for me. Why? Bairagya ho kya mere ko? He didn't desert her because of the quarrel. He said, mere ko bairagya ho gaya. Tulsidas ji experienced same thing. When he went to meet his wife, he said, if you have so much of love for me, if the same amount of love is with the Lord, you will realize. And Tulsidas ji turned back. Chalo ho gaya. So Ram Tirji says, yes, my wife is quarreling every time, every day and night. It is good for me. You see, seeing the positive, I am trying to show you the positiveness. Always in all circumstances, you see the positive. That has helped, that has developed my vairagya from the world. Then Sant Eknath ji, wife was very righteous, very dharmic, very good. Whatever Eknath ji wanted to do, she used to help. Now he is seeing the positive thing. Because of her, I am able to do my sadhana. See? In all circumstances, we have to see the positive things. So Mahatma says, if you also do like this, what will happen? There will be no sorrow. My vision has changed. In all circumstances, whether the spouse is good or bad, whether the outside condition is good or bad, doesn't matter. I am happy in all cases. I am seeing the positive things only. So after Tattvagan, we can see Brahman with Jnana Chakshu. With the eye of wisdom, we can see also. Each one of us can see. So in path number 3 and 4, the second line is, Tattva Jnana Cha Tat Brahman Satchidanand Advayam. That Brahman is what? Satchidanand. And how is that Advayam? Now Satchidanand, you all know. Advayam also you know, non-dual. What is the definition of Advayam I gave? Advayam, maybe 2-3 classes before it has come.
She is opening her
book. Yeah, you can open. You can open your book. I know you don't open the book in your home. You don't reflect on it. Triputi Rahitam. What is Triputi? Knower, known and knowing. There is no Triputi. So Jnani sees Brahman, Asti Bhati Priya. Ajnani sees Naam and Roop. Ajnani, because of the Naam Roop are changing continuously, it will give sorrow. Ajnani is experiencing Dukh. This Dukh is also experienced on the Ananda. Do you know? Where is Satchidananda? It is in our mind. Where are we experiencing Dukh? In the mind. Dukh is coming and going. Jagatik Sukh also is coming and going. But Satchidananda is continuously there. So we are experiencing Dukh also in the Ananda state. When the Dukh is gone, again Ananda comes. Because it's always with us. So even when we are seeing duality, Brahman is there. Even when we are seeing the Naam Roop, the duality, plurality we are seeing, then still at that time also Brahman is there. Because without Brahman, the whole world can't exist. So Brahman is there. Like example, when we are seeing waves, froth, bubble, we are actually seeing oceanic water only. Is it not so? Standing on the shore of the sea, if you are seeing the waves, froth or bubble, we say this is bubble, this is high wave, this is low wave. What actually is that wave? It's only oceanic water. Whatever we see in the dream, the dreamer and the dream world is nothing but mind. Is it not so? In the dream, whatever we see, the dreamer, the dream world and the dreaming, experiencing that dream is all mind. Similarly, whatever we are seeing in this world, everything is Brahman alone. Our body, mind and intellect, it is all, they are all inert, but they get sentiency, they borrow sentiency from the Brahman, from the Atman. They all are inert, but they get their sentiency from Atman. Gurudev writes, realize therefore that whatever exists either in this limited body, mind, intellect, microcosm, or in the outer created world, macrocosm, they are all nothing but the manifestation of Brahman alone. When this truth is completely realized and experienced, one cannot but see the entire universe as a huge play field in which the Paramatman alone revels as Satchidananda Absolute, for he is one and one only, Ekam Ev Aditya Brahma. Okay, I got the Tattva Gyan, but I am not able to see. Aapne bata diya, everything is Brahman. Whole world is also Brahman. Is the Satchidananda playing everywhere? But how can I see it? The next verse is, by Gyan Chakshu, you can see.
Sarvagam Satchidatmanam.
Sarvagam Satchidatmanam.
Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate.
Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate.
Ajnana Chakshur Nekshetha.
Ajnana Chakshur Nekshetha.
Bhaswantam Bhanumandhavata.
Bhaswatam Bhanumandhavata.
Sarvagam Satchidanandam. Sarvagam Satchidatmanam Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate Ajnana Chakshur Nekshetat Bhasvantam Bhanumandavata.
That tattva is Sarvagam Satchidanand. Sarvagam gone everywhere. All pervading. Who is all pervading? Satchidanand is all pervading. Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate. Ikshate means seeing. Niriksha means you can observe. Ikshate means seeing. Nirikshate means you can observe. By how? By Jnana Chakshu. By the eye of wisdom, you can observe him. Path number 3. Agyam Chakshu na ikshet. By Agyan Chakshu. By this Charma Chakshu. By these two eyes, you cannot see that Brahman. But by Jnana Chakshu, you can see. Mahatma said, Moko kaha dhunde re bande, main to tere saath hun. Where are you searching me? You cannot see him with this eyes because he is inside. मोके कहाँ ढूंढे रे बनते, where are you searching outside? मैं तो तेरे साथ हूँ, always with you. Then मानव आत्मा से तेरा साई तुझ में जो पूपन में बास, देखत ही छिप जाएगा जो तारा प्रभात. तेरा साई, your lord is in you, तुझ में जो पूपन में बास, like in the flower, the fragrance is there. You can't see the fragrance. Try to find out the fragrance, you will not find. Jab upan mein vaas, dekhat hi chup jayega. If you try to see him with this eye, dekhat hi chup jayega. He will hide. Idea is that you cannot see with this eyes. Why can't you see with this eye? Because with the gross, you cannot see the subtle. Dekhat hi chup jayega. Jyu Tara Prabhat, stars are there shining. In the darkness they shine. When the sun comes, we are not able to see stars. Okay, but who will give me this Gyan Chakshu? This Gyan Chakshu is given by Guru. अज्ञानति मिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुरु निर्मितम येन तस्मै. Who gives you? So we all have got this Agyan Chakshu. What the Guru will do? By a salaka, by a that what is that called? Kajal. He will put that kajal. Then the timiranda, you are not able to see clearly. Now you will be, when you get the knowledge, you will be able to see it. Bhasyatam bhanum andhavat. Like the blind cannot see sun. Sun is there, it's shining. But a blind person, can he see sun? No. Once a few birds were talking on a branch of a tree. They were seeing the graciousness of the sun when the sun was rising. Then owl was also sitting on that branch. He said, you are all lying. Because owl can't see sun. Similarly, the blind person cannot see sun. Same way, Brahman is everywhere, but the a jnani can't see it, but jnani sees it. Gurudev writes, an ordinary mind turned outward in perceiving, feeling and thinking of the objects of the world gets so agitated that it is rendered incapable of capturing the Supreme in its experience. In each experience that consciousness is there, because that consciousness is illuminating. In Keno Upanishad we studied, pratibodh viditam. Pratibodh means in each thought, viditam, it is known. In each thought it is known. Because the thoughts are inert. Who is illuminating that thought? That consciousness is illuminating thought. The mind that is slowly and intelligently withdrawn from its extrovert fascinations and trained to turn inward, develop in itself the power to apprehend the reality. You have to control your mind and senses. Turn inward. Then you will experience. Therefore, the intuitive power, Jnana Chakshu, is nothing other than a mind turned inward and held in attention. In Gita, a mind so prepared to act as a true vehicle to reach knowledge is itself known as Jnanam. This comes in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. In this context, the 20 values of life mentioned in the Gita chapter 13 in preparing this Jnanam are worthy of our attention. If we want Jnanam, what we have to do? We have to cultivate these values. Cultivate these values, they will purify and quieten our mind. All values has got one aim. To purify and quieten mind. When the mind is quietened, that you are able to see, because it is already there in the mind. You will be able to see. So we have covered how many? Up to 65. How many remain? 3. That we will take up in our next session and complete Atma. As far as I know, we have got 2 more sessions. So, 90, then Memorial Day is the holiday. Then we have got on 2nd June or 3rd June. And after that is our graduation. So we are getting 2 sessions. In 1 session we will complete. In 2nd session, we will see the homework. If you have not done the homework, please do it. Even if you don't do it, still you come. I will ask question. Even if you don't answer, don't want to read, okay, still you come.
You can Why? Listen.
At least you can listen. At least you can listen.
Revision.
Will again, there will be a revision. No, Amma, you joined very late. You on. Joined very late.
The homework
was given that there are 68 verses. Shankaracharya has given more or less in all verses some example. And all verses contain some Vedantic concept. And explained with example. So in each verse you have to find out what is the concept explained, what is the example given.
What is the principle of
that? What is the principle? So at once, in one seat, 68 verses, 68 lines. Now you don't have to open the book if you have done this homework. Just see one seat, whole Atma Bodh is done. How long it will take? Not even 15 minutes, I tell you. And all the concepts will be clear.
Just one.
You are seeing the only one seat.
The example and the what is the principle? What is the concept?
Very clear. But to achieve that level, you have to first work.
Next
week is family day. Then after that, 19th we are meeting. So we will be doing...
You are getting 2 weeks.
Why 2 weeks? 2nd June. Oh. Today, you are nearly 4 weeks you are getting.
Okay.
Even if you have not started, you can start. Even if you don't have time, don't worry. Please come. We'll discuss. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari.